Donald Trump says he knows a way to end school shootings very quickly. The president says we need more guns in schools. Specifically, Trump says he wants to see armed teachers, adults inside the classroom with the right to carry a concealed weapon. The United States might have a unique history with school shootings, but it's not completely alone. Writer Beena Shah joins us from Karachi, Pakistan. So you've been thinking about school shootings in Pakistan and what was done to deal with them. Remind us, though, of the context of why attackers in Pakistan have gone into schools targeting young people, students, and their teachers.
So the most egregious attack in a school took place in December 2014 in the northern city of Peshawar, where six gunmen who were part of the Pakistani Taliban went into an army public school, and they shot 144 people dead, including school children, 132 of them, and the others were teachers and staff. The victims were between 8 and 18 years old, and it was the world's second deadliest school massacre.
So an army public school, that means like the kids of people in the military.
That's correct. And the Taliban, when they took responsibility for the attack, they said that they were doing this on purpose because the army had been conducting a major operation against them starting from July of that year.
What did the state do to respond to that?
Well, the state did a lot of things. This you can't imagine, actually, the reaction to this shooting. It was the biggest in history. They were children. People were just absolutely shocked and very, very angry. So the state responded by lifting the moratorium on the death penalty. And the war that was taking place against the militants in the Northwest Territories became more intense. Then there were military courts that were created that would actually then try civilians. This was done after a constitutional amendment.
There was also a response that you did not mention that kind of parallels what we're hearing right now in this country, arming teachers.
That's correct. The northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province then said that teachers would be allowed to carry guns, and they started giving them firearms training. And they said that this is because they were unable to provide police guards for every school, and this includes private schools, government schools, not the army schools. The army schools beefed up their own security. This was regular people.
Well, how did that work out?
It didn't work out so well. Actually, about a month or so later, a teacher was cleaning his gun in the staff room. It went off, and a 12-year-old student who was passing by the corridor was shot dead immediately.
Is that policy still in place for that part of the country?
I don't really know if it was officially dismantled, but, you know, the teachers' groups protested hugely against the directive in the first place. They said, it's not our job to protect our children from militants. Our job is to teach. It's not our position to be armed.
Are there guns in your house right now?
Yes, there are.
How do you feel about being around guns?
Well, when you grow up in a city like Karachi, you see guns all the time. From a very young age, I would travel through the airport and there were always armed guards. And when I got to the United States, I was shocked that airports used to be so relatively unprotected. Apparently that's changed now because of recent history. But you sort of get used to it, but you never forget the fact that you have to have a huge sense of responsibility, that they aren't toys. And pretty much it's sad that our children grow up in such a weaponized society. I think that's the major negative point to having guns around all the time.
How would you describe Pakistan's relationship with guns, Beena?
We're a culture that's saturated with guns, and this goes back to our history as a tribal culture, where security was always an issue, where there were always rogue elements fighting each other. So people are used to carrying guns. People are used to having guns in households. People are used to seeing guns everywhere on the streets. There are armed guards. There's military police. There are soldiers. We see it all the time. But we have a lot of regulation concerning weapons here. You have to go through a process to get a license. You are limited in terms of how much ammunition you can buy. You need to renew the license every year. It's not easy to get your hands legally on a weapon.
So the U.S. has a Second Amendment. Pakistan doesn't have gun ownership in its constitution, right? But you've got parts of the country where, from what I hear, the men anyway, to a person, are almost entirely armed.
That's correct. As I said before, it's very much a part of tribal culture to carry your weapons and to display them. It's about a show of strength, especially in areas where there is weak policing, there's weak security. People take it on themselves to defend themselves. But they're trying to phase out that kind of culture, as I said, with the regulations that are being brought in place and also de-weaponization drives. There periodically in Karachi, there have been drives for people to turn in their illegal weapons and they would receive amnesty as a result, or at least they wouldn't be prosecuted. We continuously go through this cycle.
So, Bina, you also tweeted this morning regarding the overwhelming presence of guns in America and this news report that police in California just uncovered and foiled a student plot to attack his own school last week. Congratulations, America, you wrote, you've created your own Taliban. Do you really see a parallel?
Well, the actual meaning of the word Taliban is student. And if you have students that are obtaining guns and actually intending to use it on their schools, I can't think of any other way to call these people rather than people who are willing to terrorize using guns. And this ties into the entire political culture right now. We were just watching the news in the United States. The NRA doesn't seem to be backing down on the idea that there needs to be no change in the law, no change in regulations regarding guns, who can get hold of a gun, how much ammunition to own. It's incredible. To me, this is a political movement as much as the Taliban was.
Writer Bina Shah in Karachi. Thanks as always, Bina.
Thank you.